If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Fuck you, Dad. Live from the end of the world.
Oh, this is weird.
Here we go. You know, I was thinking about it. I was actually like, I'm glad that we started it when we did in terms of the coronavirus, because this pod now is officially historically important.
Right.
People are going to be like, what was it like when it was like about to hit the fan?
Right.
It's like this.
And it was just like a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lot of like self-important narcissists promoting themselves on the internet. A lot of, if I was religious, I'd be like, we deserved it. Oh, I feel like this is our, you know, retribution.
This is the reckoning, baby.
Yeah. It's kind of cool to have the chance of dying from something that's not your fault, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, if our dad, like, any time, okay, let's face it. If you most likely die in, like, an overdose, some of your dad's like, fucking Nick, fucking up. But then you die in a pandemic and you're just a poor victim.
Yeah.
You're a poor hero. No, coronavirus, our best bet.
Absolute. Oh, dude. That
Us
is
dying
the,
from corona, that's, they put the a, they put a cross right on, they're like, he had so much potential, he could have done so, he was actually on his way to save old people, and he just got sick himself.
He was going
to
be really funny, the pod was just it about was just, to get we, off.
He actually will never know that he was about to click record and record a fire app, and he passed out, and he died, and it was, that's what it is, dude.
I just, and it turns you into a, like a nuclear international super weapon before you die.
Oh yeah, because you just spread it to everybody
else. Yeah, I could fuck. Oh dude, if, see, that's the thing, is like, give me superpowers, I'm gonna turn evil. Give me coronavirus, I'm fucking turning into like the coronavirus. I'm just fucking fuck you up.
Oh,
I'm,
you mean you'd be like a biological
everyone's
weapon.
Going with me, baby. I'm like making myself a suit. I got a mask on and shit, and I just fucking
okay, I can't wait for
people.
This to be like taken out by Homeland Security. And you're like, I didn't really mean it like that. It's like you said here, quote, everybody's going with me, baby. That's what you said.
Hey, if I could get all of NSA to listen to the pod,
that would be great. They're like, that is pretty funny. Yeah. NSA like subscribes. They're like, hey, before we arrest him, fire pod.
Yeah, no, really good podcast.
They give you a cell, but like with podcast equipment, they're like, you're gonna keep recording. We can't stop the magic. Okay. No, it's who knows where the fuck it's going?
Who knows?
Who knows where it's going? All I know is I'm working from home. So far, it's great for me personally.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome. I couldn't convince them to work from home before. Now it's a necessity. I'm like, this is amazing.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sitting at home. It's great.
My office is like, no, 9 in the morning.
That's
baby.
You could tell how much your work hates you is if you're still going to work right now.
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
they don't give a rat's ass.
They really don't.
They're pulling
care.
Off the one article that says it doesn't matter. Anybody that your boss, everyone's boss is either super concerned or they're going to like the one news source. It's like, doesn't even fucking
doesn't matter
at all. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I was talking to my boss today and I was like, they closed Disneyland.
Yeah.
All right. That's a red alert.
Yeah. No, anytime the basketball is done.
Done. When they're like, hey, no more fun.
Yeah.
We're like, oh shit. That's when shit gets real.
No,
bro,
that's when
like,
you're like, well, what do I even, that's why it's so weird if you still have to work because you see everything closing down. You're like, why do I have to continue my
life?
Yeah.
Why am I going to the office?
You see those news alerts. You're like, can I just start breaking windows then? Is it over?
Yeah, they canceled March Madness.
Yes.
All right.
One of the biggest, probably one of the only things our economy has left, quite honestly.
I don't know. I just feel like people, now that March Madness is canceled, they're going to be trying to just, they need to gamble on something in March.
Well, really, what they're going to do is they're going to find like a friend with like asthma, and everyone's going to bet on whether or not he dies.
They all take turns coughing on him.
Yeah,
just
like, we just got to see if he survives this thing.
That's
know?
The thing, man. Everything is getting canceled right now, and I didn't know the apocalypse was going to be so goddamn boring.
No, that's what, well, here's the thing. I actually, like, because we grew up in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
So, once or twice a year, about an inch of snow would come outside, and our world would turn on its head. We'd have actually no way to, there was a one time, there's 1 inch of snow. On the news, they had cars on fire. People,
I remember that.
People abandoned their cars in the streets. They're like, Timmy, you're 5 years old. You got to be a man now, okay? I can't be with you. It'd be great if a dad used it as a chance to abandon his children. It just starts snowing a little. He's like, I can't do this anymore.
Can't do this
you have to
anymore.
Defend for yourself. But, and they would, and we'd be trapped inside, the fucking power drop for days, and that is the time you realize who you are, and who I am is a chronic masturbator who loves to abuse drugs. Because that's all I would do whenever, like, there's a, last year it was negative 50 degrees, and we were in Chicago.
Polar vortex, baby.
We were inside for like 2 days. That's all I did. And everybody acts like it's a horror. This is my favorite thing. I like binge watching Netflix.
Yep.
I like drinking an unhealthy amount. I like eating too much food.
And not now, seeing anybody.
And not having anybody. Now it's like, there's no, because normally when I do that shit, I feel a pit of shame because I'm like, I should be doing something. Should be outside. Oh, should be working out. Now I'm like, the CDC told me to stay inside.
Yeah.
I'm being healthy.
I'm actually being progressive here. I'm trying not to kill people. Yeah. I'm being responsible.
Yeah, I'm being productive.
I'm sitting my ass at home, like, breathing my own air, bro. I'm doing something for my country right now.
They're like, Kenyon, you're abusing Percocet in your room. You're like, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So.
I don't know. I didn't know the apocalypse was just, everyone's going to get so bored and then just shoot themselves.
It's going to be the opiate overdose thing is going to cross right with Corona, where people are just going to be like, let me try heroin.
Let's just get so fucked up.
That was the first thing
house.
My great grand, I live with my great uncle. And that was the first thing he brought up. He's like, March Madness is canceled. And I have to sit inside for a while. I'm like, you're 70 years old. You're looking death in the face. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, there's no March Madness. There might not be more you in a month. Do you understand?
There's no more Italy.
Yeah,
March Madness. Yeah,
who gives a... That's how much people are into March Madness.
Oh, God, dude.
Literally half the globe could be dead. And we're like, and then there's no more basketball? Yeah, yeah. The basketball, though.
I know. And tying it into my dad, because he's like a scientist or whatever. And he is still, even though I'm texting him about it now, and he's still like, it'll blow over. It's nothing.
Listen, they wouldn't cancel a basketball season.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, people are losing money.
No one would throw $1 billion away.
Yeah. Even they've done it before when they obviously don't give a shit about people.
No, they don't.
So it's got to be.
It's got to be. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks has it.
That's when I knew.
Tom Hanks, that's like finding out the Statue of Liberty had it.
Yeah.
You're like, this is a national treasure. I thought at that moment Trump was gonna, it's like, Tom Hanks is set. If Tom Hanks dies, the country's over.
Tom Hanks
is the closest thing we have to like a
honestly,
national treasure.
If it ended up when they were like, listen, Tom Hanks has 2 months to live, I'm like, well, Tom Hanks is the president for 2 months. Fuck anything. He gets to be president.
Here's the thing, if Tom Hanks ran, he would totally win though.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what are you
going to
do,
not vote
for Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I would vote for Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's really the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we're just idiots. No, Americans are dumb, ignorant people.
Oh, man, who knows what's going to happen?
No idea. This is also, it's a pressure test for relationships. Because a lot of us, we're going to be
stuck
together. And there's going to be a real moment where you're like, do I sit with you or do I face death? And let me tell you, it's like 50-50. Let me tell you, you're like, I might go out. And
my girlfriend went to the doctor today for something different. Mm-hmm. She's been having headaches for a long time or whatever. Something a little bit like, it's obviously not Corona, but I was like, you went to the doctor's office?
Yeah.
And I was like, how did it look? How crowded was it?
Yeah.
Was anybody sneezing anywhere near you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to have to.
We're going to have to break up. We're going to be sizable.
Not break up. I'm just going to have to FaceTime you.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
You know?
I think that's reasonable.
I just, you know, I don't want to, you know, hey, I don't want to get, you know, the end of the world virus.
Yeah, yeah,
that's my bad.
Also, the end of the world virus, not even that intense. That's how big we get our asses kicked by. It's like a 2% death rate. It's like, but still gonna fuck most of us up.
I like how they're also like, it's a lot like the flu. You mean the thing that we've had around forever?
Yeah, yeah, that still kills a lot of people.
Yeah. But it's like, it's a lot like it, but even
you know how we
worse.
Don't have a cure for that? It's a lot like the thing we can't cure, you know?
But no, we figured out how to get you porn on your phone. Like,
dude, that was the thing I heard is in Italy, Pornhub gave free premium content because everyone's like stuck inside.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
They always give away free pre. I always see that free premium content.
Never when I need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, also, if you're on Pornhub and you're trying to sign up for the premium, get off the website.
You think?
If you're
I don't know what that side looks like.
If you're done with the free porn, the countless hours of free porn is it cutting it? You need to get off the web. You need to get your life.
I don't know if it's done with free porn. I think it's more like when people, you know how there's a community pool and then people pay to go to a country club because they can and it's a nice pool.
Yeah, but
I think it's more along the lines of that.
I think there's something in my head where, like, if I'm porn has to be a very direct mission. Like, I feel horny, look it up now. Come. It can't be a time where I'm like setting up an account. Yeah, I can't be like, what's my password for Pornhub gonna be?
Yeah, I've
never
been
I don't
like,
want to be like setting up my avatar and be like, what's my bio? I don't want to put 30 minutes into my social media avatar to jerk off. I'm not investing that much time into Pornhub. Because that, you're too far.
Yeah, now you're
once
really...
Once you have an account, once you're part of a community and masturbating, you're off the edge. You're fucking done, dude.
That's how you know you have no other hobbies. No. You're like, listen, I go to work and I jerk off. I'm going to make jerking off my whole
That's
thing.
That's it. That's the thing. That's it. People talk to me. I will give a lot of weird recommendations about Brazilian porn. That's...
I always wonder, dude, in the comments, who's commenting?
Who's commenting?
Who's commenting?
I've never felt it as... Because here's what I do when I watch porn. I'm like, fuck yeah. Then you come and you're like, oh, I hate myself. And then you probably chuck your phone at a wall, burn it, whatever. You leave.
I just leave
the world.
I just, you know, click it off, go to
bed. Right.
I don't know what porn, I don't know how shameful you actually get, but I feel like that for a split second where I'm like, all right, but you know,
I'm
relaxed.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
But I've never been like, great video. Or just weird if you have criticisms where you're like, obviously not her best work. Fucking anal blowjobs from heaven. That was what it was.
I like the ones that sometimes they'll just say the porn star's name. It'll just be like Mia Falgaka. And I'll be like, I don't care.
If you know a porn star's name, I think that's also too far.
That's also too far.
You should recognize her face. You should know, like, oh, yeah, because she also started, and she's a Capricorn. I'm like, no.
I feel like the whole adult industry is, like, if you're going to a convention.
You're too far. Because theoretically, you'd like to have consensual sex with someone who likes you at some point in your life.
That's
theoretically
the mission.
Yeah, theoretically, you're involved in relationships with human beings or one night stay. You're a healthy person who's having sex, and porn is just because you can't right now.
Yeah, or because
you're just horny. And that's not the dream.
No, it's you not. Know? It's not. You know, the best.
I've never been jerking off, and I'm like, I'd like to be more involved. That's like people who are like directors. It's like, what the fuck is that?
Porn
what
directors.
Well, because you, I imagine, feel some sort of shame on some level for being telling your parents you're doing comedy and like podcasting stuff.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were like, my passion in life, not to be in porn, but to make it.
I don't want to fuck.
Right.
I just want to be there.
You know, I would watch porn and I'd be like, I had this idea, right, where there's just this really hot girl, and that's it. That's the thing. And then someone looks like me, fucks her. And then I get, and then maybe he says a couple lines like, ooh, I want it or something. You know what I mean?
And I'm just going to give it away for free.
Right. How would you? Your father would just disown you.
Well, I just wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
But they have to, because some people are doing it.
Yeah.
It's
happening. Yeah.
Someone's doing it for a living.
Oh, dude, tons of people.
And then they're like, who do they, what are you? Do you have a family? I'd rather than...
I always wonder that.
I'm like, what are you... At that point, it's like, I'd rather have a cover that I was, like, in a gang. You know what I mean? I'd rather tell my father that I, like, joined MS-30. Like, I'm a drug smuggler.
No, I would much rather my father fear me than be embarrassed by me, dude. I want them to be scared of me and, like, look at me across the table at dinner and be like, oh, and, like, flinch when I try to grab the
chicken.
Breaking
Bad shit as opposed to...
Yeah, dude, fuck that. Speaking of that, he's not afraid of me, but I had this, well, first thing, I was texting him today, this is just a funny dad text again, I was texting him, and we were texting about, like, a documentary, and I always try to be funny, I'm trying to make him laugh, you know, via
just
text.
Just to prove
just
the
life. Just to feel something.
Yeah.
Just to try to get an emotion back, and he's not really responding to any of, like, the obvious jokes I'm making. And then he starts talking about, like, oh, maybe you should fly down here and visit. And I was like, I just got back from L.A. I'm trying to save up money. I need to spend more time at work. And then he sent me back, like, ha, ha, ha.
That's not a joke.
That's why I was like, Dad, I'm a comedian, sort of. And I don't get at all what's funny about the last text. And he was like, I just think it's funny that you call your job work.
Oh! Holy, that's a 12-gauge shotgun to your self-esteem.
To be fair to him, I'm a data entry clerk, which is a modern-day ditch digger. I get that. I type in numbers all day.
But that's just so intense of a thing to say.
It was just
because you spent 40 hours a week doing it. It's not nothing.
Yeah, it's not nothing. I pay for my food.
Yeah, you're a human being. And he's like, I think it's hilarious that you do with your life. You call that work.
Yeah. I was like, why'd you get paid for it?
Spit in my face. Jesus Christ. Also, what do you have to do? Cure cancer? Like, what is work?
What is work? I know.
What do you have to do? You're out here. You're doing the 40 hours a week.
I'm still not working from home.
You're getting your fucking ass kicked in at bar shows and mics every night. And he's like, I think it's hilarious that you call that work. I think it's hilarious that on some level.
I think it's because by the time he was my age, he was working in a lab somewhere, probably fixing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm kind of doing this.
Right.
In my basement.
To be fair, when you put it like that, it's kind of hilarious that you call that work.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of hilarious.
If I was just playing podcasting and I was like, Dad, I really got to fucking focus on that. He's like, that is hilarious that you call. I'm in a lab right now figuring out how to cure cancer. And I was like, we're talking about porn this week.
But yeah, no, you got to go to work.
Yeah, no, okay. We're going to release an IG clip. Things are really coming along.
But no, you getting high in the bathroom and then typing in numbers into a spreadsheet.
Right.
Yeah, that's work. All right, buddy. Yeah. Okay.
That's also work for like a lot of people though. So your dad, I can't imagine
that's
him
why
saying
the
that
country's
to like
fucked.
A lot of people. I can't like.
Oh yeah, he doesn't care.
I think it's hilarious to call that work.
He's one of those guys who was like, he was texting me. I mean, if he was on Twitter, they would be okay boomering him all day.
Oh right.
He was because I was talking about healthcare, and I was just like, I just want healthcare, and he was like, well, you can't just dismantle a whole infrastructure that's been in place for years.
Isn't your dad from the UK?
Yeah.
Well, they did that. Yeah.
No.
No one from the UK could be like, well, you can't just. Well, you guys did.
Yeah. So. Y'all did.
Yeah.
But then again, he did. You know, he's like, well, I just pay for better stuff. You guys just got to pay for better stuff. And I was like, okay. Let me do that on my digital ditch.
So you get it. You get cancer and you're like, I can't afford this. If I could just invent an app real quick. Could someone just get me on some venture capitalism stock to get me money theoretically next week because I owe thousands of dollars due to my cancer? Explain that to a human, you know.
I think that's going to be the driving force of the future. All the CEOs of the future are just going to be really sick people. Like, listen, I needed cash.
Yeah.
And I thought of this brand
new
idea.
I was like, what are you supposed to do? Start driving, get two part-time jobs?
I invented the car that can drive off of water because I couldn't afford a kidney.
I don't even know. Oh, Uber drivers have like leprosy. They're like, I'm sorry, can you open the door? My arm fell off. I'm still making payments to Aetna because it's a hellish hellscape. No other country, no other major country does it.
No other single one. But no. That's how I text my dad. But the story that I was going to talk about, I don't really have a segue for it, but I thought about it because I was talking to my friends about stories that they might remember of my dad. But so this starts of like, you ever have a BB gun?
I had an airsoft gun.
I had an airsoft gun. I begged for it.
Well, like, there was a real airsoft gun phase, I feel like.
Me too. Well, because
you know what?
Everything.
It coalesced kind of near the school shooting phase.
Which
was uncomfortable, I feel like, for parents. Because we'd see shootings in the news, and then we'd be like, we want guns that look exactly like real guns. Like, straight up look like a gun. And they hurt, and we just want to shoot people with them.
In the woods. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We just want to go shoot things. And then, meanwhile, there's, like, kids our age getting real guns.
Right.
Expressing their very serious opinions against their high school bullies. So, I mean, I imagine that was a tough call for parents.
Just
get a gun and learn when you don't like someone, just shoot them.
Yeah.
Let's have this be a dry run for 11th grade.
You know, when you and your friends are having fun playing baseball, why don't you just shoot each other?
Right. Why don't you just learn when you have a problem with someone? The first thing you do is pick up a gat, just fucking go ham.
Rip on them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, is, like, all the kids that would bring airsoft guns to school would be, like, the nerdiest
There's like two camps that were into equally concerning. It's a level of white trash that's like a problem. It's like their father's like the kids we thought were cool growing up. They were actually from a family so broken that like someone should have gone. You're like, dude, you just smoke weed in his house. Like, yeah, because his dad's like on heroin. His dad's passed out. He's getting better drugs than from him. And then it would be like those are the kids that had a lot of airsoft guns because they got some weird quasi militia thing going on.
You know? Oh yeah, those kids who were like
they had like the very intense airsoft gun and they were shooting blow shit in the woods, and it's like that's because honestly they could probably get you a real gun if you pressed it. And then there was like weird nerds, very weird like always a white guy with like beady fucking eyes, and he like knows whenever a white dude with beady eyes knows a lot about guns, you keep your fucking distance.
Oh yeah,
because they're like that's it, because it's not like a redneck. Like, this is a calculated man.
No, yeah. Whenever, because that's the only time they know numbers, is when right, it's after a gun. They're like, oh, yeah, that's a SCAR L145, 245 caliber. And it's like, you are failing math.
Yeah.
I've never heard you say a smart thing with a number
behind it.
The
only fact you seem to be able to recall from your brain.
Yeah, is what caliber a gun is.
And you're like, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah. And they had those sweatshirts that smelled. I know those kind of
kids. Oh, yeah,
kids.
You ever shower?
And you always had Cheeto fingers. They didn't even eat Cheetos that day, but they still have the fingers.
They're it's a particular type of roast.
I know them. I know them a lot because I used to pick on them because they were the ones below me. So I was like,
That's why they got into guns. That's why they know the names of guns. They're coming for you.
But no, so I begged my parents for this airsoft gun. And finally, they were like, whatever, we'll get you this airsoft gun. And then I was the first one to get one. So I was with my buddies. I was like, guys, I'm getting the gun. I've got the gun. Come over after school, and we'll just play with the gun. Right. You know, and you know something bad's going to happen, but you don't even care. You're just like, let's make something bad happen. I got the fucking gun.
We've got the gun.
And so I invite like four of my friends over, and we're like shooting cans in the basement, fucking around with the gun. And then it gets to the point where my buddy Anthony, who's always like, he's like the hot-headed one, still is. He like grabs the gun and goes, oh, and like takes control of the situation. He's like, I'll shoot you, whatever. He's like, fun, but like none of us want to get shot.
No,
so
it hurts.
Yeah. So right, he like hoards us into a bathroom, and then he's like fucking around. He's like, oh, fucking, like, now that I'm explaining, it sounds more fucked. He basically held us hostage.
So your friend that you described, he's kind of the hothead. As soon as he got his hands on a weapon, he threatened all of us, put us in a, you know, listen, that never happened when I was playing with airsoft skill. There was one person that's like, okay, now all of you get into a room and you call your parents and have them bring over $500 cash. Yeah. Or I will shoot you into the eye until you can't see
him. Yeah, he started to make cash demands, sexual demands. It got out of hand. Yeah. But no, so, and then at the end of the part, at the end of it, I was like, okay, listen, guys, he's not gonna shoot us. You know, let's just open the door. And then he starts going like, I'll shoot you. And then I hear him start like shooting the gun. And this is like in my living room downstairs. And he starts shooting the gun like against the walls, and I can hear the thing like pinging around. I'm like, oh, he's gonna shoot the gun. And then eventually, like, things petered out or whatever. We barged the door open, like pushed him over, got the gun. We're all having fun, horseplay or whatever. And then time came to when like they all left the house, and now I'm chilling. It's like 9:30 p.m. I think that night. I'm like ready to go to bed, and all of a sudden I hear like fucking Nicholas. And that's when you know I'm fucked, because right. the full name, and he doesn't And it's immediate from downstairs, and it's shot through, like, two stories of house. Like, I'm in my room, door closed, and I can hear it loud as day. And I'm like, okay, oh, shit. And now you got to rack through your brain. What was I doing? What happened? And I honestly, at this point, I have no idea, because I'm just like, who knows? And I go down the stairs, and my dad is, like, pointing at the wall. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And I'm looking at it, and it's just, like, two little divots in the wall. And I'm like, I don't know the wind, you know what I mean? I'm like,
the
14.
Wind in the basement.
I don't know, like I don't know what happened. And he was like, I know what it is. And then he reaches down on the carpet and he pulls out like a plastic BB and he's like, it's your fucking gun. It's your fucking gun. You shot the fucking gun inside. And he's just going ham now. And I start laughing because he's so mad.
So hilarious.
And he's with the British accent. It's what fueled, I think, why he got, because it's so funny.
How could you not laugh at a British person getting
it? It's too funny. And yeah. His face is going red, and he's just like, you're in here with the fucking gun. And I'm like, Adam back, I'm going, the fucking gun. Like, his accent back to him, which gets him more mad. And then at some point, I'm like, okay, I gotta get me out of this. So I'm like, it was my friend Anthony. He like went crazy with the gun. He was shooting it in the basement. And he was like, get everyone who is here tonight. Get him over here tomorrow. I want to talk to everybody. And I was like, what? Yeah, like, that to me was like, I was just going to blame it on Anthony.
Right, and then we're going to leave.
We're going to coast over it.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
No, he's like, I want to have a fucking trial. Yeah. So I hit up my friend. I text all my friends like, hey, you guys got to come over tomorrow. And I didn't tell them that my dad wanted to talk to him, because then I was like, they're not going to come and I'm going to get in more trouble. So I was just like, I'll just get them all over here tomorrow, say we're going to fuck around with the gun, and then he'll talk to him and then everything will be okay. And they all come over and they're waiting, like we're just hanging there watching a movie. My dad comes home from work, gets downstairs, and he goes, right. And he's like, we're all on the couch. All four of us are on the couch, and he's standing up in front of us, marching like back and forth.
Holy shit.
And he's like, right. Now, here's one thing I want to get very bloody clear. And then immediately, two of my friends go, start laughing.
It's hilarious.
Like, and to me, I'm looking over and I'm like, don't fucking laugh, dude. Yeah. And the whole time, once they're at my house,
you're
like,
you don't know the danger.
I'm like, serious. I'm like, dude, you can't laugh. You can't laugh. He's like, really bloody clear. You will never, ever shoot a fucking gun in my house. And now he's like looking at Anthony, right? And Anthony, I can tell he's about to laugh because he's like closing his eyes. And I, and my dad goes, you think this is funny? And then all of us burst out laughing. And he goes, right. And he goes and grabs the gun from the table. It was just on the table. And he goes outside and chucks it from the front door down my house was on a hill, down the hill. And it like just breaks in the middle of the street. And he goes, how about that for funny? How about that for funny? And just like stomps upstairs to his room and like slams the door closed. And then I swear to God, my mom with like a beat, like it was a beat. My mom just goes, are you guys staying for dinner? Because my mom was, like, the nicest mom ever.
Yeah, yeah,
and they were like, no, we're not going
to stay. I think we're good.
I think we're good.
How do you talk to him after that?
Dude, it was rough.
You're like, listen, I'm going to be honest. I didn't think that's funny. But, Mrs. Carver, I think this steak is delicious. I think this is a great steak. Got it.
Yeah, I, you know.
Yeah, I know you can't shoot in here, but this is fire.
Tell you what, Mr. Cartwright, you really went off the handle. But Mrs. Cartwright, you really fucking nailed these.
Yeah,
carrots.
Yeah, these are great. Yeah,
these are great.
Yeah.
No, it was weird for them the whole time. They didn't like to come over after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, I thought the story was going to go in a direction where your dad like shot your friend several times. I thought he was going to go, you think this is funny, and then just shoot your friend in the face point blank with air until his fucking like fucked up his. I thought he was going to do some weird. Like assassination shit.
Yeah.
Or like it felt like that intensity. Where he's like, you think this is funny, Nick? And then boom, boom, boom. You know?
No, it was holes.
Pulled out like a real gun, shot it right over his head just to send a message.
You know? A warning shot?
Yeah, yeah. Just fucking.
He's like putting it in his mouth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You want to taste airsoft, lad? Yeah, yeah. You want to taste bloody plastic?
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, like, it took 2 seconds to fix. He just, like, put putty over it. But I think it was, like, the disrespect.
There's.
Which, me now as an adult, I sort of get.
Yeah.
I get it. But at the time, dude, as a kid, watching your dad yell at your friends it's a daunting experience.
It's a lot.
It almost felt like when you watch another comedian bomb. You're like, yeah, suck it.
Yeah.
You feel that? Feel that sweat?
You're like, now you guys get to know it.
Now you suck.
Because there's a weird feeling if another parent yells at you where you're like, you're not my fucking, I don't give a shit what you think. Yeah. You know? I'm like, you're not in charge of where I sleep, so yeah. I don't care.
But when they're foreign, I feel like it adds, it's funny at first and then they're crazy.
The British people.
They're fucking mad.
Yeah, no God.
But yeah, that was the end of my airsoft gun. Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.